touched people in our lives, and it's a continuum of the
goodness.
Thanks. Yes, I feel touched. I'm a songwriter, you can write about whatever the hell. I can write a song about Harry Styles if I want. Which would also be lovely. Lovely guy.
What I love about this song is that I feel like it really combines, it's like very personal. You talk about how you in these lyrics is how you got to know how Virginia Woolf came into your life. But then you really zoom out and it's very universal. Like there's like all right, and I feel like there a lot of people can attach to this song their own meaning and take comfort in it. So I'm curious how you go about sort of combining the universal and the personal, if it's conscious, you're like, no, it's not. This is my gift. Be quiet. But tell me about it, because to me it feels genius.
Well, it ain't genius, but that's just what I think about all the time, which is like, I like to think about minutia and like bigness, and I like to think about human stories, obviously, and I think that we're a lot more alike in the human experience than we are different, even though our stories are each unique. And so that commonality of something like that you find in a specific image, I'm really into images that present a feeling that evoke universality. And I'm really into this thing about how fucking vast the universe is, the cosmos is, and everything. You can't even put a map of the way the planets line up on a piece of paper because it wouldn't be like, you know, relationally correct. It's too vast. And we have these individual lives and they feel so important, and they are, and they're so big, but we're so small. So that's what keeps me up at night.
those are deep thoughts, is that true about a piece of paper and the planets?
Yeah. Any scientists out there that can verify that? I mean, I heard it on a book on tape. Yeah, it's true. I mean, so we have been taught the way the planets all look together, but relationally, it ain't so.
It ain't so, yeah. Oh, I feel like I'm learning so much. It's your turn. We're going back in time. We're gonna go to another one of my favorite songs. We're doing Kid Fears. First album, really, really beautiful song. Let's hear a bit of it, your choice, and then I want to hear about the inspiration for it. And then I got like 600 more questions, so take us there.
What do you want to play?
Your choice. I don't know if we were going to play some certain
lyrics.
I
think one of the things about like early on is our wrestling with how to arrange songs and figure out how to do things together. And I mean, we always, in high school, you know, as soon as we started singing together, it was like eureka moment for me, anyway, just like, because everything just kind of was so fun and magical and matched. And then came like work, actually figuring out how to do it. You know, to be faked for a long time.
It doesn't seem like that.
But this song, Kid Fears, was really inspired by a lot of friends that I had that had suffered a lot of abuse, and just sort of about where you find love and kind of, you know, what to do with the anger and fear and all that. And Emily wrote this riff at the top that sort of reminded me of almost like the passage of time in some weird way, which is really a big deal.
Thank you.
that you get that detail by being here. Because it does sound like the passage of time a little bit, that scale.
But it's never like, oh.
I didn't say Emily, will you write about the passage of time?
Exactly. I just played her the song and she started doodling and that was when it came out. I was like, that sounds like a lyrics.
Yeah.
So, work.
That's exactly, yeah.
Pain from pearls. Hey, little girl, how much have you grown? Pain from pearls. Hey, little girl, flowers from the ones you know. To write in a way that's not over like, well, we're doing it in some ways. I mean, this was, there were a lot of songs in my youth that I would not put in. This is one of the ones I think is still intact. Because some of the ones I'm just like, oh my God, it's so overwrought and obscure and I'm trying to be abstract.
I don't feel that way, personally. I like them all.
Unfortunately, that was the period of time that John Perillis was writing reviews for New York Times.
Oops. One of these days, we're going to meet that guy and we're not going to know what we're going to say. Bless your heart. Bless your heart.
With a really strong vision, and it's
sometimes you just got to get it out and sing, and then you want to, you know, you're trying to bring community and sing for your friends.
Yeah. Let's do another one.
Yeah. Yeah.